Chapter 1. Somewhere outside Hallowell, Montana, 1880. Abigail Taggart wiped a stray tear from her eye as she glanced down at 4-year-old Mabel, who lay asleep slumped against her as they traveled to their new home. The death of her dear sister Grace was totally unexpected. Abigail should be celebrating the birth of her new nephew. Instead, she was mourning the loss of both her sister and the tiny baby. Living so far from town meant medical help was not forthcoming for some hours, despite the best efforts of those around them. By the time the local doctor arrived, it was too late. The babe was long gone, and his mother lost her battle not long after. When her unscrupulous husband heard the news, he was devastated. The last Abigail saw of him was his back as he left the property more than a week ago. Mabel groaned and resettled her head on her aunt's lap. She slowly opened her eyes and glanced up at Abigail.
"Are we there yet, Auntie?"
She rubbed at her little eyes. It had been a big adjustment for them both. Abigail could not help but feel sorry for the child. It had been difficult enough for Abigail to understand. How did you explain to an innocent 4-year-old her mother was gone forever? Now Abigail had to explain it to her new husband. Their proxy wedding had been a godsend, but they'd married before the tragedy occurred. Now she wished she could take it back. The plan was for her to travel soon after the baby's birth. Little did she know those plans would abruptly change. Soon after the funeral, she'd packed up their meager belongings and left a note for Mabel's father. He could collect his daughter when things calmed down for him. Abigail didn't blame him for leaving. He was in shock, just as she was. But his daughter had to come first, and it was obvious he wasn't in the right frame of mind for that right now. As they pulled into Hallowell train station, she took a long, shuddering breath. What would her new husband say? She said a silent prayer for his understanding and compassion. Seth Adams paced the platform as he awaited the arrival of his new bride. It had been some weeks since their proxy wedding, which meant he'd complied with his late father's will. Except for the fact her sister was almost due to give birth, she would have arrived far earlier. Abigail explained she was required to care for her young niece and would come soon after the birth, at a prearranged date. That suited him perfectly. After all, he hadn't wanted to marry. He was happy living the life of a bachelor, and if it hadn't been a condition of keeping the property gifted to Seth on his 21st birthday, he would still be single. What was his father thinking when he changed his will? That much was clear, Seth decided. Father wanted to see each of his 3 sons married. 2 down and 1 to go, Seth thought bitterly. What a terrible thing to do to his own flesh and blood. It was an incredibly cruel trick Father had played, making them believe they owned the land they'd been given when they came of age. Both he and Noah had worked their respective land for many years, believing it was legally theirs, only to recently discover it wasn't, at the reading of their father's will. Seth glanced up as he heard the whistle of the approaching train. Soon his new bride would become a reality instead of a faceless name on a piece of paper. As the train slowly approached, steam and soot filled the air, and Seth stepped back. Time seemed to stand still as the brakes screeched, bringing the large contraption to a halt. Suddenly, the platform was filled with well-ordered chaos. Passengers began to alight. Family and friends arrived to collect them, and porters scurried about pushing trolleys filled with luggage. Seth scanned the area, trying to determine which of the many passengers was his bride. He breathed deeply, trying to calm his nerves and slow his pounding heart. It was finally happening. He was about to meet his wife for the first time. Seth knew little about her, except she'd been living with her sister and brother-in-law, acting as a nanny to her young niece. With a new baby coming, Abigail felt she'd outstayed her welcome and decided it was time to move on.